Two pieces from the English Renaissance, Flow My Tears by John Dowland, then Barley Break by William Byrd, performed in the KBOC Performance Studio by violist Mark Detheridge and cellist Ryan Murphy. They'll be performing Sunday and Monday evenings at 7:30 on the Downtown Chamber Series. The concert takes place at the Ice House in downtown Phoenix amidst an exhibit of neon glass sculptures by the ASU Art Department. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Ryan, you and Mark are playing on gut strings today, and the theme of the upcoming concerts, at least part of the theme, is the difference between gut strings and the steel strings that we're used to these days. What are gut strings exactly?
So gut strings are part of what's considered a period setup. So we're using equipment that would more or less be what was heard by the composers that we're playing for. Of course, John Dowland was writing in the 1500s, Bach in the 16 and 1700s, Beethoven even in the 1800s. This was kind of the setup. And what gut means is it refers to the material that forms the core of the string. That is, they're not vegan. They're actually made of the intestines of either sheep or cows, which is kind of gross. But that was the material that they had to work was just an animal byproduct of farming back then, and they were able to string these out. These were also used and still are used in Asian cultures with their string instruments and in Muslim cultures with their string instruments. So it was something that was fairly worldwide kind of used with these sorts of instruments. And it's something that still persists. There are still period ensembles where you are contractually obligated to buy and use these strings and this equipment. In addition to the strings, we're also using Baroque style bows, which are a slightly different material. These bows that me and Mark have are made of a wood from China called snake wood. It's kind of got an interesting spotting, kind of reptilian looking. They're also shaped slightly differently. So unlike modern bows, which are concave, have a curve downward, these are more straight and more like kind of your archery bows and arrows, and it creates a very, very different sense of sustaining and of shaping than a normal bow. There's also no metal parts on these bows. Again, there were manufacturing techniques that were a bit too advanced for the 15, 1600s.
Yeah, so a lot of differences between what you're playing today and what people would see, say they go to the Phoenix Symphony and see musicians play on modern instruments. What do you have to do differently to play on gut strings? Do you do anything technically wise to make a difference between gut strings and steel strings?
Yeah, so steel strings are generally much thinner, and because of that, they respond much more quickly. They're much more tolerant of temperatures. You know, even in the left hand, you generally have to use more pressure to get the gut strings to down so that they speak clearly. Things are also complicated by the bow. In the Baroque and classical even style bow, there's very, very little weight at the tip, so you're generally playing much closer to the frog, especially on cello, to get the strings to move. So everything takes a little bit longer. The strings are much more finicky as you play higher and higher and higher. The chance for the notes to do strange things occurs at a higher and higher frequency, literally and figuratively. So it takes a little bit more consideration, a little bit kind of cleaner technique. I find, however, that if I'm playing a lot of gut string, a lot of my Baroque setup, that when I switch back to my modern setup with the steel strings and the more modern bow, I sound a lot better because I'm being a lot more efficient with my bow usage and a lot more strong in my left hand with getting my fingers down. So it translates one direction, more or less.
Okay. And you brought in some music of Bach, a couple of the inventions originally for a piano, two-part inventions and two parts, a viola and a cello. Why did you pick these pieces for this concert?
Well, I like these pieces. You know, we were looking for duets for viola and cello, and of course, neither of these instruments was really considered melodic or, you know, soloistic style of instruments. They were more accompaniment sort of thing. So finding pieces for viola and cello that were originally written is nearly impossible, and really isn't until the Beethoven where we get something specifically written for this combination. But the two-part inventions are great because they are both very, very simple and very complex. I mean, with two parts, you are only dealing with two-note counterpoint. You're generally kind of staying in the same key area. As the idea with these pieces was to kind of explore all the different keys with Bach's kind of new tuning method of keeping all the notes evenly spaced apart. So historically, they're important pieces, but they're a lot of fun to play, and there's so much character in each of the different each of the different inventions. So he's also got three-part inventions, part of the Waldteufel Clavier, I think, was also part of this the little set of piano pieces that I think were mostly kind of etudes for Bach to work on with his students and, you know, with himself as a compositional exercise. So they're neat pieces, and it's unusual because this is actually written for violin and cello, this arrangement, from piano. So Mark has his work a little bit more cut out for him than I do on the cello part, which feels a little bit more natural. But they're neat pieces. They're a little challenging, but... you know, Bach is the best, I think.
Yeah, let's enjoy these now. Two inventions, numbers 14 and 20, by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by violist Mark Detheridge and cellist Ryan Murphy in the K-Bach Performance Studio.
Thank you.
two inventions, numbers 14 and 20 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by violist Mark Dethridge and cellist Ryan Murphy here in the K-Bach Performance Studio. Mark and Ryan will be performing those pieces at the Ice House in downtown Phoenix this coming Sunday and Monday as part of the Downtown Chamber Series. You can learn more about the concert at downtownchamberseries.org. Mark, as associate principal viola of the Phoenix Symphony, you're playing large orchestral pieces all the time, and here you're in a totally different sound world, a different instrument, different bow, different tunings. What do you have to do to kind of create this mindset, or is it just part of the job as being a musician to be able to play anything and everything?
Well, you're right. This is a complete departure from my day job. Different instrument, different techniques, different sound world. And for me, this has been an exciting project because I'm stretching my boundaries here. Ryan is by far the more knowledgeable in this realm, and I'm moving to meet him for this project.
Okay. Now, let me ask about the piece you're going to be playing next, the Beethoven. It's a let me get the title exactly right here, the Duet with Two Eyeglasses Obbligato. What does that mean?
This is a quirky piece for Beethoven. It was probably never intended for public performance, but private parlor music. He dedicated the piece to his friend Nicholas Zmeskel, and they performed it together, Beethoven on viola and Zmeskel on cello. Both of them wore eyeglasses, and it's a bit of fun poking at oneself to call it for obligated eyeglasses.
Now, Ryan has eyeglasses, and you don't.
I don't.
So are you really allowed to play this piece?
Well, I'm also using a tablet. The music is quite large.
Okay, very good.
Maybe I'll get some sunglasses.
Violist Mark Dethridge and cellist Ryan Murphy, they'll be performing in the Downtown Chamber Series Sunday and Monday. They've got the Eyeglasses Duet by Ludwig van Beethoven right now for the K-Bach Performance Studio on 89.5. Thank you. Delightful music by Ludwig van Beethoven from the K-Bach Performance Studio, the duet with Two Eyeglasses Obbligato. Two times in that piece, I thought you were finished. And then all of a sudden, there's more of it. That was amazing. We heard musicians performing on the next Downtown Chamber Series concert, violist Mark Detheridge and cellist Ryan Murphy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
The next concerts on the Downtown Chamber Series will take place Sunday and Monday evenings at 7:30 at the Ice House. That's at 429 West Jackson Street in downtown Phoenix. You can purchase tickets at downtownchamberseries.org and at the door. I'm Greg Kostraba. You can hear this interview and performance again at our website. It's performance.kbach.org.